Mexico's legislature is considering a bill to decriminalize possession of small quantities of illegal drugs. The proposed law comes as the defense secretary promises to keep 90,000 special agents and troops fighting drug cartels until 2012. From Mexico City, Lauren Madelon reports.
Felipe Calderon is engaged in a high-stakes battle for control of his country's security. Official figures claim 3,000 people have been killed in drug-related murders this year, a substantial rise from last year's numbers. In the last 2 days alone, 33 people have been murdered, allegedly by organized crime members. To separate the small-time drug user from active cartel members, Calderon has sent a proposal to the Mexican Senate that would scrap penalties for possession of small amounts of cocaine, heroin, methamphetamines, and marijuana, on condition that anyone caught with small amounts be forced to undergo rehabilitation. His proposal would also stiffen penalties on drug dealers, particularly on those who sell to minors. But Congressman José Nicolás Morales, a Calderon loyalist, says the plan will never fly.
Because that's promoting people to use drugs. And, you know, drugs destroy people, destroy families. So we're completely against legalizing something that has so much damage to families.
However, John Walters, who oversees anti-narcotics efforts for the White House, says the plan is the right idea at the right time.
It's not unlike diversion programs we have in the United States drug courts that take the user and try to get them to stop being users through treatment and not necessarily locking them up, and to take those who are really making money over the addiction of others and punish them. That's what the common sense of the matter is.
Analyst David Agren is chronicling Mexico's drug war.
What Calderon is trying to do is weed out the small-time people from the big narco gangs. He's trying to establish a legal framework for doing that. Now, small-time drug use has gone up quite a bit. Part of what's happened is a lot of the gangs pay their underlings in merchandise. So there's a recognition on the federal government's part that they've got to focus on the big guys, the big cartels. And they also have to recognize that there is a problem with drug use in this country.
John Walters said U.S. military assistance, helicopters, and surveillance equipment to help Mexico fight the drug war is set to arrive here within weeks. Walters echoes Felipe Calderon, who says the hardware won't immediately end what both countries say will be a long, bloody process. But Walters says this war will one day be won.
The worst of these people are wolves who are preying on society. There's only two ways this goes. They either surrender to law enforcement or they die.
Many Mexicans are extremely skeptical of the government's efforts. Polls show nearly 50% are frightened they'll be personally affected by the ever-increasing spiral of cartel-related violence. For The World, I'm Lorne Madelon in Mexico City.